Jay Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go on the range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Vehicle Assurance.
Hey, good morning, St. Louis. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host. Jay Pearley is sitting right next to me here, and Brad Barnes is in the ESPN studios taking good care of us. And welcome to another show, Pearl.
I'm glad to be here, ready to get rocking and rolling and see what the heck we come up with.
Yeah, so we formatted the show like a round of golf, and the opening segment is the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by Vehicle Assurance. 866-341-9255. If you need any sort of additional coverage for your car, no matter what the car, no matter what the make, they have it for you. Check out our, should we do a social media? Nah, we're going to skip social media again. But I do want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing. 314-805-2132. Any sort of help you need in your house, you want to refresh it, you want to paint it inside, outside, some of the staircase work they've done, it's just spectacular. Give Bob and Kathy a call. You're going to love these people. They are good folks. All right, Pearl, on the show this morning, we got an interview with Billy Andre, longtime
back from the college days.
Competitor. We played with them, Pearl, when we were down in Mexico. In college, we were our senior
Monterey?
Year. Was that Monterey?
Yes, that was Monterey.
Oh, boy.
That's a story.
That's a completely unrelated golf story.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of crazy things that happened that week. We're not talking about that. But anyway, Billy was down there playing with Wake Forest. I think UCLA got paired with Wake Forest, and Billy said he remembered playing with me, and I don't remember playing with him, but that was the way it But one of the things is, you know, this guy's won four tournaments on the PGA Tour, three more on the Champions Tour. He hasn't won a ton, but what a great guy this dude is. He's so focused on some of the right things as far as I'm concerned. We talk a little bit about the charities and stuff. It's going to be a good interview, I think.
Another guy that's just embraced, I think, all aspects of being on the tour.
Yeah. And I say that he hasn't won a lot. Hell, it's hard to win on tour.
Seven times is a lot. It's not Mickelson. It's not those guys. But seven is awesome. And then to have such a great senior tour career is awesome, too. Champions Tour, sorry. Yeah.
All right, Pearl. So Bryson wins at Bay Hill. And really cool form. Pearl, you'd think by looking at him initially, you go, this guy is taking all sorts of risks. And exactly the contrary. He's got the odds figured out that this is, as long as he executes to a relatively certain degree, he's able to pull some crazy stuff
off.
Plus,
he brings so much fun to the
game.
It's the shots out of the rough that even the strongest players can't move to the point where it can get on the green and stay on the green, to going at the green on number six. I don't care if it's a tornado behind us, we wouldn't have thought
John
about
Daly
it.
John Daly went for it and made it 18.
He set the precedent. I'm going to throw something out there. We talked about this a little bit before the show. Can we just celebrate?
No.
Bryson,
him? We've got to pick on him.
Why can't these guys that break the mold, the innovators, why can't we celebrate these guys? Hey, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It doesn't really hurt me. I love that the guy's trying to break the mold. And by the way, he is breaking the mold.
He's doing
it. He is setting the tone.
Yeah, he is. And you know what it is, Pearl? It's fear. Everybody else is more comfortable. And this makes that's just my opinion. But
that's why we have the show for your opinion.
Right. When they get uncomfortable, John, that's where they go.
Yeah.
They got to figure out how to pick them apart because it makes them uncomfortable in their seat that they're in because this is the way it is. I don't want to have to change. I don't want to. Well, amazing how the intestinal fortitude that it takes for that dude to do what he does. My hat's off to him, even if it didn't work, John. But I will say this, Pearl, this dude was a great player before he started doing some of this stuff. He won the NCAA.
Obviously he was.
He won the U.S. Amateur. He's won the U.S. Open. He's in some pretty rare company there with Tiger and Jack.
Well, I just loved all aspects of it. Plus, you can tell it's also what drives him and to have fun. He doesn't want to, I'm going to guess, go out there every single day, make himself a couple million dollars a year, and just be one of the guys.
Right.
Clearly, he said, I'm going to go do this thing he was already different.
Right.
He tripled down on different, and I think it's beautiful.
And Pearl, 7 wins. I mean, come on. This is what, his fourth year on tour, I think? It's hard to tell after the
fourth,
pandemic.
Fourth, fifth, sixth, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
it's close.
Only his mom cares really too much. But I got to tell you a funny Bay Hill story since we're on Bay Hill. I was playing, and it was nasty weather in early March and rainy and cold, probably about 45, 50 degrees. I'm coming down 18, all the gear, umbrellas and everything, and I hit my drive, shockingly missed the fairway on
really?
18 out to the right. Never done that before. And the Flagstick Pearl on Saturday is parked right in the front edge of that green. So you got the water on the right, you got that bunker left, and the wind
front
is...
Front left edge.
Right.
Yeah.
Pearl, the wind is blowing 30 miles an hour in from the left. So I'm over there going, I've only got a decent lie, but I've only got like 160 yards, but the wind's blowing so hard, I take 5-iron out. And I'm thinking, I'm going to hit it over that bomb bunker.
I'm thinking I'm not going to get it in the water.
It's not going in the water. I'm praying to God it's going to do a little wiggle to the right and maybe stay over there somewhere to the, you know, left of the green where I can, you know, maybe get a par out of this thing, right? Pearl. I swing this thing, and I flight this thing, which is what I was trying to do, but it comes out straight at the pin, and it is hit so solidly, it's not left the flagstick, and it goes up there about 3.5-4 feet from the hole. And I am just delighted, right? And I look over, I give my club to the caddy and grab the umbrella, and I hear this nice shot, Delsing. And I look over, and Fuzzy's on the 16th tee, and there's bushes between the 18th fairway and the 16th tee. He's got his head poked through the bushes. It's pouring down rain, and he lays into me, and he goes, "You pushed that shot at least 10 yards. And I'm like, "Oh, Fuzz." Everybody on tour goes straight at this pin, and we started laughing. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't wait for him to get in. We had a beer in the locker room. It was just a fun story. But it's interesting to have AP gone, and this tournament still feels like he's there, even though he's not, John.
Absolutely. It's still a special place. I think they do a great job giving tribute to him each year. His grandson does a nice job in there as well. I think he's got some great friends that are kind of making sure that all stays very much in the forefront. And hopefully that stays that way for the rest of our days. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. The tip of the cap segment is brought to you by Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Today's tip of the cap goes to a dear friend of mine who passed away this week. His name is Joe DeLeo. Joe worked at Emerson for 45 plus years and was just a wonderful guy, supported, loved the game of golf, and loved the city of St. Louis. Joe passed away, and my thoughts and prayers are with he and his wife, Mary, and their two children and their four grandchildren. Rest in peace, my friend. The tip of the cap goes to Joe and his family. And it's brought to you by Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. That's my man, Colin Burnt, out there. He will take care of all of your golf needs. Golf needs. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
By the way, I asked him if he plays much. He said no, and then his girlfriend acted like he plays a lot. So I'm not sure if he was trying to hustle me while he was selling me a car, but he was good at it.
He didn't ask you to play with him, did he?
Not yet.
We'll play you for those extended warranty packages and stuff. That's going to wrap up the underrange segment, but don't go anywhere. We've got the Billy Andrade interview on the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance, and you are listening to Golf with my friend, Jay Delsing.
Wilson Pools Plus has been beautifying homes in the Metro St. Louis area for over 30 years. They're a family-owned, full-service pool company. Whether you want to add a pool, landscaping, patios, or just have them service your existing pools, Wilson Pools Plus can handle any job. You can reach them at 314-421-1301, or if you're calling from the east side, 618-632-2386. You can also check them out on the web at wilsonpoolsplus.com.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company needs to recognize their own for reaching the highest level of excellence achievable. Southeast Region General Manager Terry Jones is a 25-year employee of Marcone and a most respected veteran of the appliance service industry. His team of 30 makes sure that consumers from Charlotte to Tallahassee to Key West get the genuine parts they need to keep their major appliances humming using incredible next-day service. Terry turned down the understudy, lead role as Crocodile Dundee, opting instead for the honest life of making sure original factory parts are there when you need them. Well played, Terry and Southeast team. Thanks for your tremendous effort and dedication. It's great to be on your team. Marcon Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I am delighted to welcome Marie Davila to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm sure you know where it is, but in case you don't, Marie Davila is a landmark out in West St. Louis County. It's located on the corner of Clayton and Wideman Roads. It's also on 21 beautiful rolling acres right on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's iconic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When my dad died and my mom decided she didn't want to live alone, Marie Davila was the first place we called. When we pulled up, we were greeted at the front door by the owner, and he took us around on a tour of the facility. We learned that there are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas that you can live in, and there's also 24-hour care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. So Marie Davila had everything that my mom wanted. One of the things that stood out in my mind as well was the way the family-owned business treats their guests. That's right. They refer to them as guests, but they treat them like family. So if you're in the process of trying to make a tough decision for this next part of life, you got to visit Marie Davila. This is local. This is family. And this is St. Louis. This is Marie Davila. Come be our guest.
Everyone is looking for the extra edge, and Jay Delsing is digging deep to find it. It's The Leading Edge on Golf with Jay Delsing.
I am sitting down with the president of SSM Health Rehabilitation Network, Jason Rubel. Jason, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, Jay, thanks for having me on. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so, you know, I just had my knee replaced, and I've been going through my physical therapy with you guys, and I couldn't be happier. Gosh, between Kirsten and Nolan, but let's tell people, first of all, about a little bit about SSM.
Yeah, sure. And again, I appreciate that you've had a good experience with us. But, yeah, SSM Health Physical Therapy, we're really a partnership between Flight Medical and SSM Health, which we did about 12 years ago. And that partnership has really provided us some support to attract top talent and really grow. Over the past decade, we've grown from 30 clinics to now 80 clinics throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area.
So Jason, you have 80 locations around town and a few on the east side, it looks like, as well. There's got to be a location that's convenient for almost anyone.
Well, here's what we know, Jay. We know that really, to have a great physical therapy experience, it has to be easy. It has to be convenient. And so knowing that importance for our patients and our families, we really strive to conveniently serve really you, where you are, where you live, where you work. And so at this point, you know, from as far west as Warrenton, as far east as Shiloh, Illinois, kind of north from Alton and Troy, Missouri, all the way down to Festus, we really want to be in your neighborhood and making it easy to get care.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell people a little bit about what they can expect when they come to one of the clinics. And I'm glad to chime in here because I've gone through that a lot, and I was really impressed.
Yeah, thanks. So, you know, we really, you know, we're here to get you back to your activities, to your passions, addressing your pain, your movement, your activity limitations with hands-on therapy, you know, with movement. You know, this isn't a medication or a pill type situation. It's what physical therapists do is get you back to life naturally. We really try to individualize every treatment plan to meet your goals, educating you not only how to fix your current problem, but how to prevent future problems as you go forward. So we really strive to have experts in our clinic. So we have the most board-certified physical therapists and manual therapists and other certified specialists throughout the area. We commonly treat, you know, the neck pain, back pains, sports injuries, post-surgical kind of things, all the way to very specialty programs in physical therapy like cancer rehab and men's and women's health and other programs that really allow us to serve, you know, really any need that you might have from a physical therapy standpoint.
Jason, you know what's so cool for me, you know, because when right before I went out, I told Dr. Lowry, who was just terrific, I said, Doc, I want a high-performance knee with a little draw, because I haven't been able to hit a draw my entire life, and I'm going to blame it on my old knee. But the minute that I walked into the Kirkwood location, Kirsten knew that I was after a little, you know, different kind of therapy than most of the folks were talking about. Kirsten Bania, who's just terrific, and she helped me so much at the beginning stages of this rehab.
Yeah. So, Jay, what we know and what we believe, right, if we're going to really provide exceptional experiences for our patients and really maximize those outcomes, we have to have great people to do that. And so, we've really spent years creating a culture of allowing our therapists to follow their passions. Because we know when a person like Kirsten or a person like Nolan, who I know you got to get to see and treat with as well, when they get to follow what they do and they love, it shows in the type of care they give. I think Nolan's such a great example for us, college baseball player, avid golfer, and now he's really made it his pursuit to become the expert in those things in therapy, not just for us, really, but, across the Midwest, constantly learning the latest evidence, using technology, teaching others, really allowing, again, his passion to create that experience and demonstrating really what our motto is, which is your therapy, our passion.
Well, this is what was so cool for me, Jason, is that Kirsten took me and handed me off to Nolan Rapp, who was just terrific. And then we even went to a higher level, more golf-specific exercises. And the one thing that we got to talk to the folks a little bit about is the community. The community is a big deal to you guys, and you're right dead smack in the middle of it.
Yeah. Again, we really believe, right, our mission is to serve the community and what they need. Through our clinics and the things we do every day, but just trying to discover what those needs are. And, again, you're a great example, right? Right after your surgery, from what you needed there to getting you back in to really what you do and your passion here in golf and making sure you're with that right expert to take away those barriers and get you back into life.
This is Jason Rubel. He's the president of SSM Health and Rehabilitation Network. I've just had my knee replaced in October. I've gone through the system, Jason. I so appreciate what you guys do. I'm actually still going through some things with Nolan, and I just wanted the people today to know what's available out there, because as we age, gosh, these surgeries and things are almost inevitable.
They certainly are, right? We talk about baby boomers and the whole group that is going to continue to need these services. And we want to make sure, again, we're continuing to provide that best care in some of the easiest locations and easiest ways to get it. Goals aren't just, some of these basic things anymore of maybe returning to basic things of work or whatever. But, again, it's to these activities and, the different weekend activities and golf and these other pieces. We want to make sure that people are able to get back to and really enjoy and have that full quality of life.
Yeah, well, thank you for all you do.
Jay, thanks for having me on and really appreciate the time.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever curveballs may come your way. Call 314-398-0101. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After my knee replacement, I was able to swing the golf club again without any pain. SSM Health Physical Therapy guided me through the rehab process, and when I was ready, one of their specially trained KVS-certified physical therapists put me on the 3D motion capture system. Man, it was awesome. They evaluated my posture, my alignment, and the efficiencies of my swing. They gave me more golf-specific exercises to help me make my swing better. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for a special discount. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
Welcome back to Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearly with me, Brad Barnes. Meet. He's taking great care of us here at the ESPN Studios. And we're on the front nine, brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. This September, Norwood Hills is the place to be. You're going to go out and get to see some of the world's best plus 50 crowd playing a great course.
On a great course, it's going to be beautiful. The clubhouse, the tradition. I love when you and Billy talked about what a traditional golf course it is. I see that as very positive. I love that part of it. Those beautiful, huge trees out there. That property is going to be spit shined, isn't it?
Absolutely. All right, so let's go listen to the Billy Andrade interview. He's a new ambassador for Ascension and the Ascension Charity Classic. Longtime PGA Tour player, 4 wins on tour, now 3 wins on the Champions Tour, and a huge supporter of charitable causes. This is Billy Andrade.
On the 18th, Billy Andrade needs a three here. This is his second shot.
And what a terrific drive Billy hit. He's got to play a good iron. Bringing in a little left of the flag would be what he's looking for. And that is a wonderful shot. Look at this shot by Billy Andrade.
He needs a three. That's all he has left for a three.
Billy Andrade is brought to you by Golden Tee.
Dear friend, seven-time winner on the PGA Tour and Champions Tour, Billy, thanks for joining me.
Oh, absolutely, Jay. Anytime for you and for, you know, the great fans of St. Louis. Are you kidding me? It's a pleasure to be on your show. We've been friends for a long, long time. Since our college days, we battled it when I was at Wake and you were at UCLA. So fire away. I'm happy to be on and happy and honored that you asked me to be on.
Well, gosh, Billy, we're both ambassadors for Ascension. The Ascension Charity Classic is coming to St. Louis this September for at least 4 years. And, Billy, we've both been privileged to be around some great companies. But, man, Ascension is as good as it gets, aren't they?
It really is. They're, they stepped to the plate. It was a few years, I guess, in negotiations and talks whether or not it was going to happen. And not only Ascension, they got great presenting sponsors with Emerson Electric and Worldwide Technologies. So to have both those presenting sponsors along with Ascension, those are three heavy hitters in St. Louis and around the country. And they do such great work outside of, you know, what they do for, you know, what their jobs entitle. They're, you know, to give back to their communities and to have the Champions Tour come to St. Louis, Jay, is I know for you, it's amazing. It's awesome to be able to showcase your town. You guys have done it over the years with some great, you know, majors at Belle Reve, but to go to Norwood Hills, which is a, you know, an old style golf course that you know so well, that, you know, growing up there and playing there so much, to have the tour come to your hometown, to come to your home golf course. It means a lot to all of us, and we're really excited. It's going to be a heck of a week. I know we had to postpone it a year because of the pandemic, but hopefully by September that everybody's going to be vaccinated and we can have crowds out there, and the energy that, that we provide along with all the great legends that we have on our tour. You know, we're really going through a renaissance right now, Jay, with, an influx of so many great players. And this is my 8th year on the tour, and just to see the change in my 8 years is just amazing, and the quality of play. So you're going to see some great golf, and I'm just tickled to death to be a part of Ascension like you, to be an ambassador, and just to see the great work. And, you know, at the end of the year, you know, some great charities are going to be benefiting from us playing and us coming. So it's a win-win for St. Louis and for Ascension, and it's a win-win for you and I.
Yeah, I mean, Billy, does it get any better? We get to go tee it up, and I'm raising money for the part of the hometown that I grew up with, and get to be saddled with an unbelievable partner like Ascension and Worldwide Technologies, Emerson. I mean, it is absolutely a home run. And, Billy, you know, you won 4 times on the PGA Tour, 3 times on the Champions Tour, and I don't want to diminish that at all, because those are just – you've had an outstanding career, over $20 million in your career. It's just been wonderful, the longevity you've had, the success you've had. But when I do this prep, I just, you know, charity is just, it just jumps off the page. And we got to talk about the charitable stuff you do.
Yeah, Jay, it started back in the early 90s and playing on the PGA Tour like we were, and going to other parts of the country and going to charity events and saying, you know, hey, you know, let's see if we can do that in a small place like Rhode Island, where I grew up, where Brad Faxon grew up. And so we started the Andrade Faxon Charities for Children Foundation back in those days, 30 years this year. We brought in a bunch of celebs there up in Wanamoisa, a great place in Rhode Island, and we raised a ton of money for that. And then we got together with CVS Pharmacy, which is one of the great, great institutions in the United States. And we started the CVS Charity Classic, and that has been just an amazing 23-year run, and raising over $25 million for that is something that's dear to me. And then living in Atlanta full time. I live in Rhode Island in the summer, as you know, and in Atlanta, you know, I really wanted to get my hands around having some sort of charitable component here in my adult hometown. And you know, I've been a member at Eastlake since Mr. Cousins bought the place and revitalized the area and turned the golf course into a world class place the way it used to be. You know, they hosted the 63 Ryder Cup at Eastlake with Arnold Palmer as the playing captain. And, you know, to see where it was in 1993 and four and how, you know, it was just not a safe place to be. And Mr. Cousins tried this experiment and it sure as heck worked. And to be involved with the Eastlake Foundation now, 11 years, we've had a charitable tournament there with celebs and such. And we raised a bunch of money for that too, millions of dollars. So it's something when you think about that, you know, hey, we play golf for a living. You know, we're trying to win golf tournaments, but there's more to just winning and playing and you know, it's giving back. And that's what the tour is all about. That's what the tour has taught us over, you know, all these years of playing it, is that, you know, there's no other sport that gives back. We're over $1 billion, over $2 billion, I think, we're giving away to charity in the inception of the PGA Tour back in the 60s. So it's an honor to be a part of that group, and it's an honor to continue at age 57 that we're still doing this stuff. So it's really cool. And, you know, like I remember Charles Barkley saying that, you know, are we role models? You know, are we? Yeah, we are. And it's, you know, it's another thing, Jay, it's great to see is the younger players today going back to their hometowns and having charitable events and seeing the young kids doing that. You know, back in the day, that really wasn't the case. And you see it more and more today. And maybe myself and Faxon and a few others that have done it over the years have inspired these younger kids to do it as well. And it's just been a great run.
All right, so that's going to wrap up the front nine, but don't go anywhere. We'll come right back on the back nine and wrap up the Billy Andrade interview. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince Gill. You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Hey, it's Meat, and you've been spending a lot of time in your home. I get it. I have too. That's what this pandemic has done to us. And with that time at home, if you've been thinking about upgrading your home, maybe a pool, Wilson Pools Plus, those are the people to call. Jay did it. He was recommended by Bernie Federko, and trust me, you will love it. Wilson Pools Plus, not only do they build pools, but they can also completely service the existing pool that you may have, or they can refurbish your deck and patio areas. They can install a new cover, a new heater, you name it, Wilson Pools Plus can handle it. You can reach them now, 314-421-1301, or on the Metro East, call 618-632-2386, or you can also find them online at wilsonpoolsplus.com.
Hey, this is my buddy Joe Schiezer, and he's with USA Mortgage.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
Great, Joe. Thanks Good. So much for the support.
Oh, we really enjoy it. Thank you. We look forward to the show every Sunday morning. We love all the information and all the great tips, and we all sit around the radio on in the morning. I'd love to listen to your show.
Like the good old days, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I get the wife and the kids and the dog, and we wait for Whack and Chase to come on. It's our favorite part of the show. Which one are you? Are you Whack or Chase?
Oh, no, I'm Whack because
whack?
I'll hit it, and then because Pearlie's also a caddy, he's got to go chase it.
Which he's the chaser.
Yeah, he's got the worst end of the stick there.
Well, we really enjoy it, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I want to tell you about a strength training fitness program that helped me and that can help you. It's called 20 Minutes to Fitness. They have two locations, one in Clayton and one in Chesterfield. Every time you go to the gym with 20 Minutes to Fitness, you work with a professional trainer. They take you through specific machines and with specific exercises that are designed to help your golf game. We're talking about strength, flexibility, and those two components are huge to help you improve your game. Visit 20minutestofitness.com. Your first session is absolutely free. Get off the couch and get in shape.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
If you or a loved one is looking for a place to retire and looking for a retirement community, I've got to recommend Marie de Villa. Marie de Villa is located on 21 rolling acres out in West St. Louis County at the corner of Weidman and Clayton Road on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's beautiful out there. When my mom was looking for a place to live after my dad died, we went and visited Maria de Villa, and it was just terrific. They have one, two, or three-bedroom villas to choose from, and there's also round-the-clock care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. But what stuck out to me was the dedicated staff. The family-owned business is there for their people. They refer to them as their guests, and they treat them like family. They have certain staff members that have been working at Marie de Villa for over 30 years. So it is a family-run business that is there to take care of all of your needs. Marie de Villa will always have a dedicated staff member there at any time of day or night. This is local. This is family. This is St. Louis, and this is Marie de Villa. Come be our guest.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host. Jay Perley is with me, and we're headed to the Back Nine that's brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. If you have any sort of insurance need, call Ed and his family at 314-398-0101, and they will take care of you. All right, so we're going to jump into the end of the Billy Andrade interview.
A foot and a half for his eagle and a share of the lead.
Straight up the hill, no issues. That's just three great shots by Billy Andrade at 18. Had to have the tee shot to make everything else work, and that might give him a little boost.
Billy Andrade is brought to you by Golden Tee.
I love what you said about the tour teaching us, because I feel the same way. You know, I helped bring the first tee to St. Louis and things like that. In 1999, you won the Charlie Bartlett Award for Unselfish Contribution to Society. In 2002, you got the American Heart Association Golden Heart Award. In 2002, you also got Ambassadors of Golf Award. Billy, this game, I tell people all the time, this game is so unlike the others, because when the tour rolls into town and then rolls out of town, it leaves a lot of things. It put on a good show, hopefully, and this, that, and the other, but it leaves a lot of money behind for these local charities to really make a difference in the communities that they serve.
It really does, Jay. It's such a great roadmap, isn't it, to see, you know, the smiles on children's faces and the smiles on charities on their faces at the end of the year when they get a check from proceeds from the Ascension Charity Classic or the CVS Charity Classic or the Eastlake Tour Championship and the Eastlake Foundation. You know, to think that you know, I always go back to Arnold Palmer. When I was a freshman at Wake Forest, I was on the Arnold Palmer scholarship, and he came to play the Vantage Championship, which is now the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. He came to play that at Tanglewood in Clemens, North Carolina. He stopped by to say hi to the team. And he talked to us about, you know, like what this game and what he was using Wake Forest, but you can also just, you know, using the game of golf and how many doors it can open. Some of you kids might get out on the PGA Tour. Some of you kids might become great club pros. You might be, you know, big in the business world, but the game of golf never going to change. It's going to be there, and try to use it as much as you can. And that's what, you know, that's what we all have done over the years, is done all that. And that's what's really cool about the game. That's what's really cool about our sport.
Billy, I'd love for our listeners to hear from you, because I'm chirping this message all the time. The Champions Tour is, golf is so good. But I want our spectators to know how relaxed it is compared to the regular tour.
Yeah, it's really apples and oranges. You know, when I first came out, I asked Tom Lehman, like, hey, what's it like out here? And he says, you know, you've already proven yourself as a player. You just come out here and you're just having fun. It's kind of like back when you first started. But the only difference was when I first started back in 1988, you know, you didn't know. Like, you didn't have any job security. You didn't know how good you were going to be. And you were just trying to survive and just trying to hang on. And when you get to the Champions Tour at 50, you know, my goal going in was to, I'm just going to have fun with this. I worked my tail off, you know, my whole career on the PGA Tour, and never wanted to lose my status. And I did a pretty good job of that. And on the Champions Tour, it's like, that pressure is just not the same. My goal was to have fun. Enjoy it. If I have a great round, great. If I have a bad round, let it go. And with that mindset, I played some of my best golf in my 50s, and it's because of that. Because of the, you know, hey, I put the work in. Now I'm just going to go out and have fun with this and just enjoy it. And that's what the tour is all about. It's the camaraderie. It's you know, hanging out with the guys, going to dinner, telling stories, picking each other's brains. It's such a great group. And it is way less stressful than it was on the PGA Tour, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Billy, don't you think, and I've been telling this, I think the Norwood Hills West Course is such a hidden gem. I really think the players are going to love it.
I totally agree. I just played golf. I just finished playing here in Atlanta, Capital City Club, and I was telling them about Norwood Hills, saying that, you know, we could play a Champions Tour event here at Capital City, Brookhaven, just like Norwood Hills. It's not a extremely long course, but you have to pay attention. The greens aren't real big, and you got to place the ball in a certain spots to have chances to make birdies. You know, it's not a 8,000 yard golf course the way these kids are playing today. It's old school. It's kind of like the way we grew up. And I think all the players, I've been telling everybody about St. Louis, and I've been there a couple times now, and how great the golf course is. And it's got a lot of variety. You got to hit it pretty damn straight, and it's going to be, I think, a great test for us. It's a perfect golf course for the Champions Tour, and I think the people that come out and watch are going to be really impressed with what they see.
And Billy, in Ascension, I really believe Ascension is going to make a gigantic splash on the Champions Tour with the way they're going about this event.
Yeah, they really are. It's from top to bottom, and you know, having Dan Sullivan and his crew run the tournament. They run a few tournaments out on the Champions Tour as well as the Memorial, so they know how to run golf tournaments. I just saw the exciting news that Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Hale Irwin are going to be there, so we're going to have some of the legends there probably on Saturday playing behind the last group. I would think that's what we do in some of these events, that you have the stars come out and play and put on a little show. They play nine holes, and they go out, and the crowd just loves it. So to have those guys involved and have Ascension be as excited as they are, you know, that's what you need. That's what you want. That's the blueprint of the Champions Tour. You know, it doesn't cost as much as the PGA Tour to put on a tournament, but it's still a lot of money that they have to shell out. And, you know, they've done an unbelievable job so far, and I think it's going to be one of the best tournaments we play on the Champions Tour, for sure.
I do too. This is Billy Andre. He's visiting with me. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. And Billy, one last thing I want to wrap up with this blast from the past. When you and I were down at the Byron Nelson Classic, we had played already on Friday, and we both had decent rounds, and we were right in the middle of the tournament, and we went in and played a little two-on-two pickup basketball game and absolutely whipped some ass down there. Do you remember that?
I sure do. Those good old days, Jay. You know, it's always nice to have a partner that's 6'5", 6'6", that could, you know, get all the rebounds and let me shoot a lot.
I loved it, Billy. I can tell you, if I did that today, I'd be in traction for about a month and a half. I was so tired.
No kidding. Back in those days, Jay, I played a lot of pickup basketball at Georgia Tech. My father-in-law worked there, and they would play every lunchtime. So when I wasn't playing on the tour and I had a week off, I'd go down to Tech and run. I played high school basketball, so I loved it. So any chance to get into the to get out and shoot and stuff. So yeah, at Byron Nelson at that Four Seasons sports place.
Yeah, Las Palinas Sports Center.
They had that basketball hoop in there. We I thought we did a pretty good job on those guys. They didn't know what to expect.
No, I know, and I don't want to play them again, but I'm sure glad we got them the only time we did.
That's so funny that you remember that. That's so great.
Billy, thanks so much for joining me. Continued success. We can't wait to be together here in St. Louis this September, and have a great year and knock a couple off before you get here.
That's my plan. I came back during the pandemic. It was really weird. We started the Ally Challenge the first week in August. We didn't have any fans. We didn't have any, there was no grandstand set up. It was real quiet. And I just didn't play very, I don't know, I just didn't get it going last year. And knowing that it's a wraparound season into this year, so we got this little lull right now, 6 weeks off before we head back to Naples and start our season up again or continued again. And my focus is back, and I'm really looking forward to getting in the mix and maybe winning one before I get to St. Louis.
Okay, John. So, and I said in the interview, I don't want to diminish your wins and everything, but man, the charitable heart that this guy has, the things that he's done, created and raised multiple millions of dollars for children and for families in need, it's impressive.
Well, again, another guy that went far beyond just playing. He's kind of an ambassador to all this stuff. I really like the conversation you guys had about how it used to be with having the different events and how it was kind of your class, if you will, your group that came out on tour and kind of really branched off. And almost all of you guys have different things that you have, special sponsor events, raising money for specific hospitals, whatever. And I didn't realize that wasn't always the case.
No, it wasn't always the case. And I don't think, John, that the game actually, the time in history that actually presented itself as a big opportunity. But as the game kept growing, Tim Fincham came in as our commissioner, and we started taking things to a different level. And then Tiger came in on the back end of that, and things exploded. And, so if you started a charity event here in St. Louis, or like Billy did in Providence or something like that, and then hung with it long enough to where Tiger came in 1997, all of a sudden, it just blows up, and you the amount of monies that you can raise for these causes is spectacular.
Because I remember the Pro-Ams once upon a time. Those have been around forever, and those are some fundraisers, some money makers. The pros would make a little bit of money. But then you guys went off weeks, took weeks off in some cases to go and have the charity in your hometown.
Yes.
So that was awesome. And then I love what he's talking about. I guess the next generation, the Spieths, the Thomases, et cetera, they're out there doing that kind of stuff too.
No, they absolutely are. And I think, John, as I look back at it, that's really a good point that you made, because I played with the generation before me, a lot of those guys, the Leonard Thompsons, the John Mahaffeys, the Lanny Watkinses, and those sort of guys. Yeah. And you know what, John? They were all part of it as well. You know what? They were doing their share. John, you mentioned this 100 times, and we've never talked about it on the show, but my group that I went through the qualifying school had to be the largest group that stayed together the longest on PGA.
Well, I told you years ago, I wrote down the stats and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
There was an average of about 1.5 guys per year that would kind of go out there and establish themselves. That group that came in with you, I believe the number was 14.
Yeah,
it completely broke the mold. I got to ask you one more question from the previous segment. You said what one of your most favorite fundraising event situation was. What was the worst experience you ever experienced in a fundraiser in a charity type of deal?
So Steve Pate and I get invited to this. It was like a Kiwanis Club thing, and it was in San Antonio, and they paid us. It's either $25 or $50, and they gave us all the tamales we could eat. Pater had 75 tamales.
That doesn't surprise me.
He had Mesa Verde sauce and all that sauce. He had dip on his, and he's like, God, this was a pretty fun day. I'm like, I was only 23. I'm like, these are spicy, man. I can't do this. So.
$25.
Yeah.
It's tough to raise a fan.
I think it was cash, though, Pearl.
Tough to feed the family on that tip.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, and that's going to wrap up the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Bill DeWitt III, president of the St. Louis Cardinals, and you're talking to Jay Delsing. And wait, oh, sorry, what's the name of the show?
Golf with Jay Delsing.
Golf, all right, let me start it.
Many of us have had or know someone that has had COVID and continue to have lingering symptoms such as fatigue, headache, low stamina, short-term memory loss, and vertigo or concentration issues. SSM Health Physical Therapy has specially trained physical therapists to evaluate the lingering effects of this virus. They will give one-on-one care to help get their patients back to their pre-COVID lifestyles. SSM Health Physical Therapists will give you a personalized evidence-based program to help get your life back. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Kansas City, contact Nick Turner at Consumer Service Company. The phone number is 913-541-0438. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I know you've heard me talk about Whitmore Country Club. I want to thank them for supporting the show again for the third year and tell you things are going great for them. There's 90 holes of golf when you join at the Whitmore Country Club. The membership provides you access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. Cart fees are included. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. 24-hour fitness center is fantastic. There's two large pool complexes and three tennis courts. Stop in the golf shop. You got to see my buddy Bummer. He is an absolute great guy that would love to help you with your game and love to show you around the facility. He and his staff run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, couples events. There's live music. There's great dining opportunities out there, outside, inside. Anything you and your family need golf-wise, fun-wise, visit WhitmoreGolf.com or call them at 636-926-9622.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the loo. The Ascension Charity Classic.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach? He proudly serves St. Louis area families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies and provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance at 314-398-0101.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
I want to tell you about Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. My friend Colin Burnt runs the store over there, and he helped me buy a used Volkswagen for my daughter Jo when she turned 16. We've had the car for over a year. It's running great. It's nice and safe, and we've taken it there to get it serviced just recently. Pearlie, that does the show with me, just bought a nice Toyota truck from Colin. So I want you to know that if there's any sort of vehicle you need, anything at all, you can get it at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. You can call them at 314-966-0303 or visit them at DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearlie, we're in the Michelob Ultra 19th hole.
Sorry,
just
got to
give those boys love the product, guys.
Yes,
thanks for supporting the 19th hole. We're jumping right straight away to an episode of Whack and Chase.
When it comes to your golf game, do you need help from the experts? We're still looking for those experts, but until then, John and Jay will have to do. It's time for Whack and Chase on Golf with Jay Delsing.
Jay, John, you are the guys with all the answers. Whack and Chase is back again and all the way from the Cornhusker State, Nebraska. Kyle is on the line.
Wait a second, Nebraska. That's a new one for us, right? Yeah. We
got
to
put a pin up.
Got another pin up there.
We got that's three pins outside of Missouri. That's perfect.
Cornhuskers. Kyle, thanks for calling us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Kyle, what's the question you've got for Jay? What are you looking for? And then we'll get to know you a little bit after that. But what's your golf question?
Sure. I struggle to hit the driver. So my golf question would be, what's the best advice for an amateur golfer to hit a driver consistently?
Boy, Kyle, that is a good one. And you know, especially in today's age, when you're watching the guys on tour just smashing these bombs and you want to go out and, you know, you can't hit the driver as long as you like, that's hard.
What do you think about that when you're watching on TV? Are you trying to bomb it like those guys? Are you just trying to keep it in play? Where's your head on this whole thing?
You know, I'd sure like to, and I probably chase it when I'm buying new equipment or I see the latest and greatest new shiny toy and think it's going to fix my golf game. So from that side of it, I probably chase it, but I realize that I'm never going to be able to, you know, hit it 300 yards or 330 or whatever they're carrying it these days. And, you know, it becomes something fun to chase, and, you know, you want to be the longest guy in your group kind of thing. But it's hard to do.
About how far are you hitting it, Kyle? And how much have you bought? How much have you paid for your distance so far, and how far is it going?
Well, I certainly have probably paid more than I'm getting out of distance.
Well, you're you and everybody else, so that's okay.
Dollar per yard over the years. But, you know, I probably average anywhere like 245, 250, something like that.
Nice.
So it's decent yardage. The course I play here at home on a regular basis isn't too long or a lot of force carry, so I can get away with bad shots.
Well, first of all, Jay, we've got an honest caller because everybody else we talked to hits it between 290 and 310.
100%.
Which is so not the reality. Yeah. It's in their brains, that's good. We're supposed to have positive images for sure.
Right. So Kyle, tell me a little bit about what your tee shots look like and what you're trying to do to make them better.
Sure. My typical miss is to the right. It's not a complete slice, but it's kind of a fade heading the direction of a slice. And so it probably loses some distance with that type of a thing. My complete miss is this really weird top kind of thing where the ball hits the ground about 10 inches in front of the tee and makes a nice divot. So that's the one that I'm always trying to avoid on a regular basis. But I would tell you I'm probably least confident hitting a driver. I used to say that I'd have like the driver yips or something like that, where you kind of got up there and I just hit and hope and try to remember to breathe kind of moment.
Kyle, what are you trying to do to fix it?
A lot of what I'm trying to do, well, I play a 12 degree driver because I got fitted for it, and they told me I needed as much loft as possible because I had a negative descent angle even on a driver, and so I've tried to kind of make the equipment feel as comfortable as possible so I don't have to change the swing. But for a lot of times, I was really trying to play the ball up and hit up on it in order to elevate the ball. And so I think there's some of that. The probably biggest thing I try and do is relax, because I know when my when I feel my hands or my forearms get tight, that's usually when I start to hit some kind of squirrely shots.
Okay, so that's a tough one, Jay. It'd be tough to try to relax when you know this thing's going to come right and kick you in the butt.
Here's what I'm thinking here, Bud. So with the guys fitting you for a 12-degree lofted driver, here's the biggest challenge for the driver. It's not on the ground. So you're hitting right. your wedges, you're hitting all these things, and you have the ground that can kind of work as like a little area to help you trap the club and the ball together to kind of get them squared up and on a line that you kind of like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what the challenge that we have here is, okay, all of a sudden the driver has got the least amount of room for error, okay, because it's got the least amount of loft. So you make a mistake with the driver, our errors are going bigger. Okay, so if you're 3 degrees off with your driver compared to 3 degrees off with your 60-degree wedge, you're going to be, you know, 15 feet from the hole with your wedge. You're going to be off. You could possibly be off the golf course with your driver.
Hot dog stand. Yeah, hot dog stand.
I know that. I know that, Kyle. I know hot dog stand.
Wisconsin.
Brown Deer.
Brown Deer, ninth hole hot dog stand was about 215, 220 off to the right.
That was a 3-iron I used to pop
over exactly.
There.
That's how
it is. It never hurt anybody either because it's coming in so soft. It's this little pop-up to the right. But so, Kyle, what ideally we want to do is with our driver, if you'll pull up a YouTube video or anything, Google Dustin Johnson or some of the great drivers of the ball right now. And DJ just comes to mind because he just obliterated Augusta National with the way that he drove the ball. But he is addressing the ball with his hands behind the ball. Okay?
Okay.
And what you're doing, I'm almost certain, is that when you come through the ball at impact with your driver, your hands are going to be way ahead. And what's happening there, Bud, is it's really screwing up the dynamic of your driver. And I'm assuming it, since you just got fitted, it's a new driver. And if we can get you swinging up slightly at this thing, and don't be afraid to let it go high. So, because what I'm thinking, I'm hearing from you, is that you're
absolutely
kind of a low ball guy, and when you put your hands behind, you feel like this thing might pop up and go over your head backwards or something like that. But get over that, because these new drivers, this new technology, Kyle, is designed to handle it if you get the path right. Does that make sense? So if we can get you slightly sweeping up on that ball, and the driving range is a great place to practice this, because who cares if you fall one off, right? But my sense is when you get onto some of these holes farther in on the round and you might start thinking about your score, your go-to shot is, I'm going to trap this ball with my hands way ahead of the driver. And what happens is when that loft on the driver just becomes nothing. You know, it just becomes, and that's why the guys are sticking you in a 12 to try to keep a little loft on there.
Jay, I like that a lot on the range. What do you think about him just on the range, like you said, swinging up a little bit and just thinking hitting some big old draws just to get that feel and get that whole fade, slicey thing? You and I have talked about this a lot through the years. When the confidence is low, it's so hard to think about hitting that golf ball up in the air.
Always.
We want to just hit these low stinger before Tiger ever called it a stinger. We just call it a safety in and out, and let me find my damn golf ball.
Exactly. Yeah, so, Kyle, I think that's a good thing. And go to the range and think about this, but when you make this swing to try to hit the ball in the air, you're going to let the ball go in the air with your driver. Think about keeping your hips really level, but think about your right shoulder staying lower than your left so that you're going to have a nice amount of angle with your shoulders when you come into that ball. That's going to feel weird to you, Kyle, because I'm thinking you're comfortable with a high right shoulder and your hands leading. This is going to – you're going to start you. I promise, if you hit 10 or 15 balls, you are going to smash one, and it's going to go high, and you're going to go,
that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you're going to go, huh, how'd I do that? Your buddies are going to be really pissed off. They're going to be jealous, and you're going to have this surprise look on your face. So you got to work on that surprise look on your face. Here's how we end our Whack and Chase segments, Kyle. If we help you, we want you to call your mom and your dad, tell your wife, tell your brother, tell all of your buddies playing, tell all about us. If you keep hitting that driver skanky and lousy and crappy, tell me we never met.
Okay. You got a deal.
All right, so Kyle, The Whack and Chase is fun. We still have people calling in. We've still got a few in the can. So, and folks, if you want to join us for Whack and Chase, just email jay at jdelsongolf.com, and that's J-A-Y spelled out on both sides of that. And we'll set up a time. You can jump on, and Pearlie and I will make fun of your game, and you can make fun of our show, and we'll have a big time. Well, that's going to wrap up another show, Pearl. It's amazing.
Just the magic keeps on just flowing out of you, Jay.
Next week, we've got an interview with St. Louis Cardinals World Series champ Brad Thompson.
A whole bunch of fun.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.